really don't have anything to say. I just like listening to that music.
So pretty.
And you get to hear that in others. The Nutcracker is being performed by the Ohio Dance Theater. It'll be coming up on Friday, December 20th, Saturday, December 21st, and Sunday, December 22nd at the Stocker Arts Center at Lorain County Community College. And we've got Denise Gula from the Ohio Dance Theater. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you whistle some of these tunes? I mean, you know.
You know, I can't whistle.
Okay, well.
But I don't whistle. I never was able to really whistle. My whistle is so pathetic. And when I sing, I in my head, I can hear the tune, but I somehow can't make that connection coming out my mouth. Uh-huh. So you can imagine with the whistle when you can't actually make a whistle. What that would be like.
I guess so.
You can't even make the sound.
So instead of going from your head down to your mouth, it goes from your head down to your toes, and that's why the dancing is.
I count it in rhythm. I count it rhythmically. I am able to do that.
So how are things going in preparation for this performance?
Well, pretty good, because yesterday we did a second act variation performance with the Cleveland Women's Orchestra. So we had to actually have our second act variations ready, performance ready. Yesterday.
Can you describe that to somebody who doesn't know what a variation is?
Oh, the variations. You know what? That's the in the second act, after Clara goes to the land of the sweets or the palace or whatever, whoever is doing it decides to call that section after she has saved the Nutcracker. Then the palace people of the different countries dance perform for her. That's the idea of it. So then there's Arabian and Merlotons and Mother Ginger, Russian, Spanish, flowers, etc.
So that sometimes may or may not be in any kind of a performance.
Well, you know what? It's
right?
always in there. It just may not be in a traditional form. You okay. never know. I mean, usually most productions are done traditionally, but there are those productions that actually change the storyline quite a bit, the place and the time. And then there are those productions which say it's all different and call it a different place and put a different kind of drop up, but still use the music and still do the same variations. So...
Now, do you do things like this with other organizations prior to your actual performance?
We've worked with the Cleveland Women's Orchestra since, I'm going to say 2004, a different times. We don't work with them every year. We usually seem to work with them about every other year. And we have done second act variations with them. We've done other things with them also, but we have done second act variations. We also did some excerpts from Carmen yesterday.
And when you're doing the Nutcracker, you have the... people from the dancers from the Ohio Dance Theater, but
right.
you bring other dancers in as well, don't you?
We do for performance. We bring some of our men in, and of course this year the exciting thing is that Daniel Albrecht, who's a New York City principal dancer, is guesting with us for actually performing in the production.
Tell me the story of how that came about.
Well, first of all, Daniel Albrecht was one of the youngest New York City ballet dancers to become a principal dancer, for starters. He's been compared to Baryshnikov. He's just a wonderful dancer. All New York City ballet dancers are wonderful dancers, but he's also just a wonderful soul. And we met him probably 7 years or 7 or 8 years ago through one of the other dancers that I work with all the time. And we became friends. He has come here a number of times to do master classes for us. We did a master class with him last spring at Playhouse Square. And Daniel's got this mission that he would really like to see ballet brought to cities that don't have as much, don't have a big company. We have dance around here, and we have a lot of dance in Cleveland, but some areas don't even have that. So he put together this small company of 6 dancers and started a company in which when he's off from New York City Ballet, he goes to those places and does performance. He's very passionate about getting dance out. He's very accessible. He's charming. And because we're an area that's challenged economically, and because we don't have a great deal of culture here right in Lorain County, he offered to come and perform with us last spring. And so we had to wait until he could work with Peter Martins, the director of New York City Ballet, and make sure that he could get the time scheduled off. So we found out late September that it was a go, and then we just went into action at that point to make arrangements for him to come in and perform the pas de deux, which is the end of the ballet, the big finish.
There are so many amazing songs. You know, we've grown up with this. So I got to ask you, what is your favorite piece?
You know, there's a thing among dancers a lot of times. They'll make little offhand snide remarks about, oh, it's Nutcracker time again, you know. But believe me, 90% of them really don't feel that way. They just think it's what they ought to say because companies do it every year.
Yeah.
I think that Flowers is beautiful. I really love Flowers. Snow Variations, difficult to dance to. The closing of the first act is very difficult to dance to. Musically, it's very complex, but it's really grand and beautiful. And then of course, Sugar Plum is very well known, and it's not one of my favorites. But then the Pas de Deux is very grand. And that's when, you know, Tchaikovsky did that very well. Grand, full orchestrated
flourish.
It's beautiful. It's just beautiful music.
When you're selecting the music to dance to, and you don't, if I'm correct, you have recorded music, right?
We do, except for yesterday.
When we were with
the orchestra, because oddly enough, they actually played because they are the women's orchestra.
Right. That's what they would be doing.
They would be playing it,
otherwise,
yes.
You'd be standing around. They would be sitting around. No one's doing anything. I thought you danced. I thought you sang. No, it's
exactly.
All recorded.
No, yes.
Watch the video. We'll see. But speaking of that, related to music, I mean, dancing to live music probably has a whole different feel to it than it does when you're dancing.
It's wonderful, but it's challenging. Especially in a situation like that, because we don't actually, we rehearsed together at 12:30 and we performed at 3:30. So the conductor and I got together in terms of what selections we were going to be dancing, and he rehearsed the orchestra, and then he had copies of our recordings. But nevertheless, it's a different orchestra, a different conductor. Things don't always sound exactly the same. Tempos can vary. Interpretation can vary. That's why there's a conductor. He is interpreting that music. So that's challenging for a dancer, especially with no real rehearsal.
Right. So it's just a matter of, that's what, when you have recorded, the same guy that was there yesterday showed up again tomorrow as well, as long as all your technology works for you. We're talking today with Denise Gula from the Ohio Dance Theater about their Nutcracker. Their performance is coming up Friday, December 20th through Sunday, December 22nd. This is always a fun event for people who haven't maybe been to a ballet performance. What do they kind of expect, and what do you hope that they take away from something when they come to it?
Well, I hope they take a lot away from it. I'm kind of distressed by all of the social media and also the television and the reality shows around dance. I don't necessarily think that it is helping the art form move forward. I know that doesn't, it sounds illogical, but I think a lot of people are aware of dance, but I think they see what they see in this format, and they think that's what it is, and as a result, that is what it is becoming to some extent. You know, art is supposed to imitate life, but when we create it on television and contrive it in a certain way, then it starts creating life.
Well, in a sense, in many of those, dance is not the really important part of what's going on in many of those reality shows.
It's a tool, right.
Right. It's just a vehicle for their other kind of
mix of what they're doing
as well.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. And so, you know, I've seen a real change in the art form in the last 5 or 6 years. So I think that's challenging for us as a company to try to communicate to the audience what dance is really about and what the experience is like to actually come and see a live performance. So that's one challenge. With the Nutcracker, it's such a known commodity that the sell is fairly easy. Other dance performances are not necessarily so easy, but it's a holiday. It's a family event. People consider it a tradition. We have audiences that have come back year after year. This is, I think, our 20th year at Stocker Art Center with this performance, and we have people who come every year or come every other year. And so it's an easier sell than other dance forms. But if you have never seen a ballet, if you want a holiday opportunity, a tradition, you know, go to brunch, come to the theater, or go to the theater and come to dance. It's exciting. It's visually exciting. It's beautiful. It's always changing. There's always something to see.
Anything this year that you might want to talk about? More glitter, more color?
Well, you know what? Social media again. We had a comment on our Facebook page last year from someone, I don't really know who apparently had seen our production almost every year and had decided to have a change and saw a different production. And said, you know, I really regret that decision. I should have just come back and seen Art. That was wonderful. But her next comment was, and I really miss the peacock, because we used to do the Arabian as a peacock, and we have this beautiful, beautiful costume, and she comes out in a gilded cage, and we put that on break for a while. I think it's probably been 6 or 7 years since we did it that way. We went back to the traditional Arabian costume. So after that comment, I thought, well, I guess it's time we'll bring out the peacock again. So Courtney, who dances that variation, will wear this gorgeous, gorgeous peacock costume this year. So that's different. And then, of course, we're having a wonderful gala pre and post in honor of Daniel Albrecht coming, which is a great deal because you get orchestra seats included. You have hot hors d'oeuvres by the caterer at Lorraine Community College, who is an award-winning caterer. It's great. You will have that. You get to meet him because he doesn't go on until the end of the second act. Then you go in and see the performance, and you can come back and have desserts with all of the dancers and Daniel, and complimentary wine and complimentary champagne, and opening night spectacular event.
What do other dancers think about him coming and performing and seeing that? I mean, to them, it's probably also an experience.
Yeah. Well, you know, we know him, and so all of the dancers don't know him, but the dance world's it's a very small world, and dancers are very open with each other and very intimate with each other. It's, you know, when you get into a studio and you're dressed scantily in front of a mirror and you partner somebody and they're holding you up is the difference between you falling and breaking your neck. You know, there's those lines of you know, distance just have to go away. So immediately dancers are thrust together in this environment. And so it makes for a way of interacting with people that you work with that is different than other types of jobs. So there's that. So they know him. But everybody's excited that he's coming. It's really it's really something that he's going to perform with our company. You know, we're a very small regional company. He is a huge deal. He's, you know, internationally known. He's the top of the heap. And he thinks enough of us as a company and the work that we do to share in that and participate and be a part of it. So it's, you know, it's very flattering.
So you've got a wide range of experiences at this performance, starting with the opening night gala, right? That's Friday night.
That's Friday night. Mm-hmm.
And then you've got special ticket prices on the weekends so that you can get some very affordable seats.
We always take, again, as a nod to our economy in this community, we always take the last two rows, which is a lot of seats because of the pie shape of the house of audience. We take the last two rows on Friday night and Saturday night, and we sell those tickets for $12. That's just discounted to that $12 seat. And those are great seats because, again, the way Stocker is, you're never very far from the audience.
Right.
Then we also do our Give the Gift, and that's where we distribute tickets through social service organizations for families who wouldn't be able to come out otherwise. And so we do seek support from that, and we get some support, but we give a great deal of the tickets away ourselves. And this year, we're able to give even more away because of the date we're at falls so late that schools are either out or Friday is their last day. And typically, we will sell that out by the end of September. The student matinee performance is sold out by the end of September. But because it's so late, there are a lot of schools who are not able to attend. So when we saw we had a lot of seats there, then we went into action in terms of trying to find out how we could open that up to families who couldn't afford to come and either give the gift or sell those at a reduced price. Now, it is not the full production. Daniel will not be performing in that production. It's 15 minutes shorter because as a student matinee, the pas de deux is the spectacular end of the show, but it is also more sophisticated. it's something that more mature audiences enjoy. And so we made the decision, since that is very difficult to dance, we made that decision years ago to not have our dancers dance it at the matinee and then have to dance it again that night, because it is extremely challenging technically. So at that performance, you will not see Daniel, you will not see the pas de deux, but that's a $9 ticket.
And what day is time?
That's Friday, December 20th at 10 a.m.
Okay, all right. And again, the regular tickets are the dates you have for the performances, the 7:30 on Friday, the 7:30 on the 21st Saturday, and the 2 p.m. Sunday.
Even our highest price ticket is, I believe, $34. It's very affordable. That's one of our challenges, is we have to price our tickets at what this community can afford, but that is way below what it actually costs to put a production on the stage. So that is always our challenge.
And the Nutcracker coming up. The Ohio Dance Theater performing that, again, the 20th, 21st, and 22nd. You can find out more at ohiodancetheater.org. And in the short time between now and the performance, we'll be giving away some tickets here at WEOL as well. Thanks to Denise for allowing us to do that. Thanks for stopping in this morning. Appreciate it.
It's great. Always love being here. It's good to see you guys.